The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Kind of you to join us today. Their mission is to provide support to families of those who have been wounded, injured, or killed during combat operations. The families of the casualties suffer in many ways, some financially, some psychologically, and there is a place where they can get help. It's the Wounded Warriors Family Support, and Kate McCauley is the CEO and president of Wounded Warriors Family Support. She joins me now on Live and Local. Kate, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Kind of a piece of business I want to get out of the way so that everybody understands. The organization that you are the CEO and president of is the Wounded Warriors Family Support. It is not affiliated with the Wounded Warrior Project. That's a separate entity, correct?
That is correct.
Very good. There are numerous ways that you give support that are rather specific, and I was wondering if you could go over some of those for us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to be on your show and really be able to let people know that we're here. We're Wounded Warriors Family Support. We're located here in Omaha, Nebraska, but we're a national organization. So we're providing support nationwide for our caregivers and veterans. Some of the programs that we're very, very proud of are the caregiver program. What we identified early in time while working with critically injured military families was the caregiver was really not being acknowledged or taken care of. There was a lot of services for the veteran, but not for the caregiver. And in our instances, the caregiver is pretty much the spouse. And so what we found is that spouse is not taking care of herself. She's taking care of kids, she's doing school, she's doing dinners and working outside the home as well. So we wanted to address that because we're noticing that the caregivers were putting off their own health care. And so we developed a program called the Respite Program. It's been established for about 8 years, and Respite Care does all types of services for our veterans. We've noticed that the women are being diagnosed with cancers, strokes. It's related to a lot of the stress that they see in their day-to-day life, and so we wanted to do something to ease that for them.
That alone would be incredible if that was it, but there's so much more. I'd like to cover veteran training.
For about, maybe 5-6 years, we partner up with the UAW and Ford Motor Company, and what they do is some welding training. They put our veterans through a 6-week course. They have to go to Michigan. They're at the home base there, and so we do a stipend, and we support them and help with stipends for their families. So when they do go to class and they're away from their families for 6 weeks, we can sometimes provide some child care and some other things for that veteran while they're away. And they get a certification when they're finished.
What is the Mobility is Freedom program?
I got to tell you, that's one of my favorite Mobility is Freedom programs that we do. We offer a $20,000 grant to veterans that are purchasing vehicles, and a lot of them will have them modified by the VA. So it's just a chance to give them an opportunity to maybe get a little bit nicer of a vehicle and not have to quite worry about the cost of the full vehicle. We also grant vehicles. We do a couple tours every year. We do a Microsoft Give tour where we will actually give away 2 vehicles that will be mobily equipped for that veteran.
Wow. You also have a facility called the Dunham House. Can you explain that?
The Dunham House is now a separate nonprofit organization, and it was founded by Colonel John Folsom, the same founder for this organization. And what he wanted to do is provide some type of long-term care for veterans. As a lot of you have noticed, there's a lot of homelessness. There's a lot of veterans that are going to nursing homes. There's no place for them. In Omaha, Nebraska, there's 80 acres that was purchased by the Dunham House in order to get this program and the project going for veterans in the future. So they have some place to go that's not a nursing home.
What about the family retreats? What is the purpose of those?
Family retreats were designed for families after they had been through like critical injury. Once they're well enough, it just gives them a time to reconnect as a family. But it was designed just so they could see mom or dad being themselves again after the injuries.
Where does the money come from? There's a lot of good going on here. There's a lot of care coming to our veterans and their families. How do you afford that?
Well, we are funded by the great American people, your listeners, people all across the country. They like what we're doing. We are the highest charity rated that we can have through Charity Navigator. So we're really proud of being good stewards of the money that was entrusted to us for the veterans. And I can tell you 87% of the money that comes in is going out toward the programs.
That's outstanding. She is Kate McCauley. She's the CEO and president of the Wounded Warriors Family Support. The website, if you're looking for information, or quite frankly, if you'd like to open your wallet and help out, is WWFS.org. That's for Wounded Warriors Family Support, WWFS.org. Kate, thank you so much for joining me today on Live and Local. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.